Good morning, Oscar watchers. This is Sasha Stone from awardsdaily.com, the main content provider and founder of the website, which has been around since 1999. Someday I'll give you all the history if you don't already know it. This is called Oscar Chat. It is a off-the-cuff morning chat that I usually do when I walk my dogs. Unfortunately, I did this entire recording without realizing that it wasn't recording, so I don't know what happened. I have to pay better attention. So now I have to redo the podcast that I had done earlier while walking my dogs, but at least I'll be sparing you the outside noise, which with this new microphone was pretty bad, but I'll have to find a quiet street again. I'm not really sure what I did to stop it. Maybe I accidentally hit the stop button. That's probably what I did. Anyway, so I'll try to recreate what I was talking about. You know, it's never as good the second time. So just so you know, you'll have to assume that it was just the greatest thing that ever happened, this podcast that got lost. And we'll just pretend, you and I. So what I wanted to talk about today was I wanted to talk about editing, because I have a thing. I think that there's a very good chance that Three Billboards could pick up editing instead of what we think. I think that that category is open. I assumed that it was going to be Dunkirk. Dunkirk won the Eddie, the Ace Editors Guild, which is great. It shows a lot. But the one thing that you have to really think about in terms of the Oscars, as we keep saying, are the actors. And the actors tend to pick films that they like for a lot of categories, right? So, for instance, the only other movie that has done what Three Billboards has done, which is win Toronto, win the Globe, win SAG Ensemble, and win BAFTA, was Slumdog Millionaire. The only movie that, in the time of the preferential ballot that has done that, the two movies are King's Speech and Argo, minus Toronto. Toronto is a timing thing. If you're not a movie that's going to Toronto, you're not going to be chosen, so it's not a competition thing, but it is interesting to see that Three Billboards also won that. But King's Speech won British Film and Best Film and SAG Ensemble. Of course, it also won the DGA and the PGA, as did Slumdog and Return of the King and all these other juggernauts. But the difference is that somehow this awards race has already decided that Guillermo del Toro is the one winning Best Director. He's won in Venice. He won the Globe. He won the Critics' Choice. He won the DGA. And he won the BAFTA. So, like, that has already been decided. But it seems like they're more willing to look to split. They split it at the Globe, where del Toro won director, and they split it at the BAFTA, where Guillermo del Toro, in both cases, Three Billboards won Best Picture. And that happened with 12 Years a Slave also. Both exactly the same thing. Alfonso Cuarón was already decided to be winning Best Director, so he won it, and a different movie won Best Picture. So far, we don't have any movie to really challenge Three Billboards except Shape of Water. And if they've already decided that it's winning Director but not Picture, then they're free to vote for Three Billboards. Either way, I think that it's important to look at the editing nominations for different films. I was surprised that Get Out did not get an editing nomination. I feel like it should have. Moonlight got an editing nomination, for instance, right? The only movie that didn't in recent years is Birdman, and that's because Birdman's editing was so, you know, not showy. I mean, there was barely editing. So you could understand why it wouldn't have gotten editing. But the other movies that were in, Whiplash, American Sniper, Boyhood, Grand Budapest, Imitation Game, were all Best Picture nominees. Every so often over the years, a non-Best Picture nominee will sneak in, like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo that won in 2011, which was really bizarre, beating both Hugo and The Artist. Could be that Hugo and The Artist split that award, by the way. I don't know, but Kirk Baxter is pretty popular as an editor. That's another reason. He won back-to-back. Kirk Baxter and Angus Wall won back-to-back. They won for Social Network in 2010, and they won for Dragon Tattoo in 2011. That's pretty amazing. But Slumdog Millionaire won editing. You know, The Departed won editing. Even Crash, my friends. Crash won editing. So I think that you have to look at that. You have to look at the fact that actors are voting for editing too. Don't forget. actors are voting for editing too. Actors are voting for all of the categories. So what I want to know is, how many Oscars is Three Billboards going to win? Is it going to win picture, actress, supporting actor only? And Get Out will win screenplay. So as to honor the very, you know, popular film of the year, if it's not going to win Best Picture, we don't know that. Like, we don't, none of us know the answer to that right now. It's like it's a not knowable thing. I suspect it will go that way, but I then have to think about the actors. So the actors had the opportunity to reward Get Out at the SAG Ensemble, but they went for Three Billboards, right? 150,000 of them. So that shows you that the actors, given the preference, went for one movie over another. It didn't happen at the BAFTAs because Get Out wasn't even nominated there. What troubles me about Get Out in terms of Best Picture is that lack of editing nomination. People disregard it because they think Birdman didn't get one, but it shouldn't be disregarded because it makes a difference. The reason that the directing doesn't make a difference with Three Billboards is that people already decided that Guillermo del Toro was winning director. So there was really no competition there. They liked Paul Thomas Anderson better, and they picked him. It's not that surprising. But for, I mean, he'll be doing what Ben Affleck and Argo did in 2012. But to win without an editing nomination, if you're Get Out, which should have gotten one, is something that makes me wonder. If Get Out had that nomination, it would be, without question, my choice for Best Picture. But without an editing nomination, I just don't know. That's a tricky one, because it's such an ironclad Oscar stat. And so if you put that together with it having only four nominations, those two things together give me pause. It doesn't mean they won't win. You can overthink these things, you know. The truth is that Get Out is the more universally liked film when you remove actors from the equation, I think. So I'm wondering about Shape of Water. I'm wondering if Shape of Water and Three Billboards will be the two top films that come in. And somehow Shape of Water falling out will benefit Get Out, giving it the edge to win. That's the way Get Out can win here. Remember one thing, though, that you should always take to heart, which is that the actors like Three Billboards enough that they're going to be putting it not just at number one, but number two and three and four. So they will boost it in one way or another. So it is worth thinking about. But today I'm going to dive more into the editing nomination to try to figure out who might win there. I have predicted Three Billboards because of these crazy sweeps that sometimes happen. And granted, we only got sweeps back when there were five Best Picture nominees. Since the Best Picture race expanded, they tend to like to spread the wealth, right? So they go, Argo, for instance, won editing, picture, and screenplay, right? Argo won editing because it wasn't going to win Best Director. You know, because it wasn't nominated there. But they gave it what they could, which was editing. So they don't have that option with Get Out. They only have picture or screenplay. They're not Gary Oldman, you know. I don't think that he's losing. Now, it could be that I'm completely wrong and that it will do what American Hustle did and just totally go home empty-handed. But come on, American Hustle didn't win the BAFTA. So, and the SAG, I mean, that's pretty ironclad. So anyway, so in the days of, you know, when those movies won, like for instance, The King's Speech won picture, it won director, it won screenplay, and it won actor. So that's four Oscars. It won what it could. But in the old days, when there were five, the kind of film like Three Billboards was Slumdog Millionaire, which won Toronto, the BAFTA, the SAG, the Globe, and eventually the Oscar. It clean sweeped those awards. So did Return of the King, which also had everything except Toronto. So that's where Three Billboards is. That's how popular it is. It's up there with those movies. So it makes me think that it's going to do a lot better. Although, you know, in this day and age, winning 3 Oscars, actress, supporting actor, and picture, is a lot. But it could also win screenplay, and it could also win editing. The only reason I hesitate on screenplay is because my heart is invested in Get Out winning that award. My heart says Get Out. My head says 3 Billboards. So everything I know about the Oscars tells me 3 Billboards is going to win screenplay and picture. But my heart says, no, it's got to be Get Out. It's got to win one of those, at least, if not both. I'm torn, my friends. I am torn between these two movies. Not in terms of what I want to win. Only one is I would really like to see win. But and the only reason that I prefer Get Out to 3 Billboards is because of its impact on our culture. I just think it's had a massive cultural impact. I think it's funny. I think it's original. You know, I've been praising it all year, and I think it deserves to win something for being such a great movie. I don't know if it will. Actually, I think it will. I'm pretty sure it will. So these are interesting things we need to look at. We need to look at editing. I'm going to be looking at some other categories to see where there is wiggle room and divide it up and see how I think it might go. And what there might be, if there are any surprises. I think it's going to be a really fun night. I really do think that, you know, Jordan Peele is going to win something. I would love to see both Jordan Peele and Greta Gerwig win something, but there's just not enough awards to go around. I think that they've won a lot. She's won a lot. She won the National Society of Film Critics for Director. She won New York Film Critics. I think that for a first time out, that's a pretty good haul for her. And Jordan Peele won Gotham. Either one is going to do really well at the Spirit Awards. I don't know which, but I think both of them are looking at it like, wow, this is incredible. You know, this is an embarrassment of riches already. Of course, everybody wants to win, you know. I think Get Out deserves to win an Oscar. Whatever Oscar it wins, it deserves it. But anyway, that's enough of that. So, you know, we have a lot of interesting things that could happen between now and Oscar time, but I'm just really relieved that Oscar voting is almost over. That's the thing I'm most relieved about, because this is the most exhausting week for me. It's the last gasp, because this is the only time, for some reason, that studios want to advertise, is phase 2, we call it. And they literally only want to advertise in this one week that's happening right now. So that's why you're seeing pop-ups and ads here and there. And, you know, they're so competitive that they want that space right at that time. And so, you know, there's just a lot of things to keep track of. I'm always really nervous about this week because it's always the week where something really bad could happen. You know, rivals are trying to knock up. People are walking around LA posting signs that say, don't vote for 3 Billboards, it's racist. I mean, that's almost like Russian trolling, you know, involvement in the Oscar race. And I think that's so shitty. And I hope that it doesn't impact the movie. In fact, I became much more protective of 3 Billboards after it started getting attacked because I saw that it didn't have that intent and that it wasn't fair to accuse it that way and that it felt really Salem witch hunty to me. And even though it wasn't my favorite movie, my esteem for it grew as people attacked it more. And I suspect that other people are going to feel that way too, especially when they watch it and they go, what are they talking about? You know, I'm not talking about police brutality, by the way, friends. I'm talking about if someone says that movie is racist and they sit down and they watch 3 Billboards, they're not going to go, oh yeah, that movie's racist. Nobody's going to think it is unless you sit down and explain to them exactly why, which a couple of people have tried to do. So it's been a rough season in terms of defending a movie that a lot of the people that I admire have been criticizing. Not only criticizing, but sort of shunning you if you defend the movie. And there's always been something in me that wants to dive right into that fight. I'm sort of like my little dog Luna in that regard. Like, she'll dive right into a fight that she has no business being in. She'll just get destroyed. But she does it anyway, because that's her nature, you know? And this is sort of where I'm at with this movie. Like, I have no business going up against some of the people that I've fought with about this. I don't even know if it's the right thing to do, but there's just something about this idea of ganging up on someone who doesn't deserve it that has always bugged me. Probably it comes from my childhood somewhere. I don't know, but that's why I dive into fights, in case you're wondering. And I like the characters in Three Billboards. I don't think it was meant to be threatening at all or offensive at all. I think he wrote from the heart. And honestly, there's stuff that we need to hear about our country that we're just not hearing, you know, and maybe it takes someone from a different country to drive that point home. I don't know, but whatever is going on in our country, something has to change. We can't keep going like this. It's pretty bad. And I feel like, if nothing else, Three Billboards offers a step, as Kareem said, just one step. And I think that's so important. So that's why I keep going on and on about Three Billboards. I love Shape of Water and I love Get Out. Both of those movies are two of my favorites of the year. I don't even know if Three Billboards made my top 10, honestly. But I flipped my opinion on it because of how people are treating it. And now I have a greater appreciation for the film, which is so strange. But I'm wondering if other people might not feel that way. So today we'll be diving into editing category, and as it relates to Best Picture. We all know that it's a big deal in terms of Best Picture. Will it change this year? Will the actors push Three Billboards into that win, as I think that they might? Or is Three Billboards just a film that foreigners like and Americans are going to reject it, and they're going to pick some other movie in every one of those categories except the two acting categories, which is what a lot of my friends are predicting to happen? I have no idea. I wish I could see into the future, but I can't. I don't know how people are going to be thinking. I don't detect that the quote-unquote internet bubble backlash is as strong as people think it is. But I know that the internet feels powerful because they think that they took down La La Land and they made Moonlight win, but it really didn't work that way. Moonlight just did better on the preferential ballot because of actors. You'd think that the actors would have liked La La Land, but they clearly didn't, because if they had, they would have picked it for SAG Ensemble, and they didn't. I think that when you look at the two movies and the movies that could win, and you look at emotional response, I mean, obviously Shape of Water has an emotional, is emotionally impactful to people. And I can see why that people might think that movie could win because of that. And I think it has a really good chance. It's hard for me to go against the SAG Ensemble, and it doesn't have one of those, because we're talking about actors. And if we're talking about actors, you know, we have to follow what the actors have chosen, and it appears to be Three Billboards, but we still will never know until Oscar night. I suspect that if we hear that editing goes to Three Billboards right away, then you know, oh, okay, here we go. I don't think they're going to give it to Three Billboards and then not give Three Billboards Best Picture. You know what I'm saying? So I'll do a little more diving into editing today, and we'll look at that and see what the chances are of it winning, or something else winning, like Baby Driver or Dunkirk, one of those two. And that's all I have today. Sorry my recording didn't work out, but maybe tomorrow we'll try and see how it goes. You can also find me on Twitter at Awards Daily, or on Facebook, or you can send me an email at awardsdaily@gmail.com.
I can't compare love when it's not love. It's not love. It's not love. Which is my face? Which is a building? Which is on fire? Thank you. is on fire.